Now, in today's afternoon play, Brian Cox and Siobhan Redmond star in the Victorian detective series McCleavy by David Ashton. Episode 4, The Last Illusion.
No! No!
So, if you come up short on your debt, sir, then I must take it out in kind. I put my heavy boots on special.
Let me out of Mr. Dundee.
No, I am first, Callum. Are you ready to kiss my footwear, sir?
Go to hell.
Me first, boys, then you may all pile in. Let's see you get out of this one, bunny face. That would be a rare trick. Where to begin,
Sir Charles, what is it?
Nothing. Nothing.
That dream haunts you like a ghost.
I received what Fergus Dundee and his men regarded as a merited chastisement.
You're better now.
Yes, indeed. Deliverance and affection, my constant companions. Anna Semple has supplied the rough solicitude, and you, Jean Brash, the loving touch.
Just call it comfort.
You don't believe in love?
I'm a body who's keeper.
Comfort me, then.
My pleasure.
Now I have recovered somewhat, I believe I may walk abroad.
In Edinburgh?
Where else?
McCleavy will be waiting for you.
He can prove nothing.
You stole the Koh-i-Noor.
A diamond beyond price in a room full of people by dint of illusion. I did indeed.
You have a nerve, my manny.
Yet the inspector got it back and the better of me at the same time.
He's a devil like that.
But he cannot prove the case. Cannot lay a finger upon me.
Unlike Fergus Dundee, who will also be out there waiting.
I have plans for that, gentlemen.
Could be dangerous, my bro gallant.
But it excites you.
I'm easily led.
Then let me take you by the hand.
Mulholland finally persuaded me to kick in at one of his beehives. Deary me, what a citadel. These wee insects have got a plan. Organised, clean as a whistle, very unlike the human race, which seems to exist in total chaos. Myself as special. Look at the room here. A complete midden. Books are over the place. Socks that cannot find a partner. And an odd smell. Possibly a dead mouse. If I was a bee, I'd do fine. In company. But I'm not a bee. I am solitary. Getting more so. Oh, this coffee is cold and bitter. And I can still smell the dead beastie. Charles Boniface has disappeared. A precious jewel was stolen, and I retrieved it, but I cannot evince his guilt. His two accomplices that I did catch have been banished for the New World to disguise the fact that the authorities couldn't guard a pile of manure. And so they refused to press charges. Oh. Nothing quite so empty as an empty coffee cup. Oh, I must rouse myself from this cheerless torpor. Jean Brash will be sitting in her garden tomorrow morning with porcelain china and the best Lebanese grinding. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh, and my cup needs filling. To the brim.
I asked you in, Constable Mulholland, in order to impart vital information.
Vital?
Yes. You have recently distinguished yourself in the Koh-i-Noor affair.
The inspector did so. I just followed on.
I doubt that very much. In any case, it has been suggested by the powers that be a promotion may come to pass.
A promotion?
Don't keep repeating what I say, Mulholland. It makes you sound like a half-wit. A step up the ladder, man.
That would be welcome.
My decision, of course, but events may be in motion.
And what about the inspector?
MacCleavy has nowhere else to go.
How do you mean, sir?
Oh, if he was promoted, it would be to lieutenant. Perhaps in charge of a station. Can you imagine it? The place would be like a bothy in 5 minutes.
He's not the tidiest.
Nor the most diplomatic.
But he is the best.
What?
A thief taker. No one can match him.
Yes, I suppose you're right. He is the best. But don't ever in your life tell him I said that.
Silent as the grave, sir.
Go away and do something useful.
Your servant, I. Oh, Lieutenant Roach.
Yes.
Your portrait of the Queen must have had a skike. She's tilting to the left. We wouldn't want that, sir.
Sometimes, Mulholland, you remind me of a man I would not have invade my thoughts any more than is absolutely necessary.
Right enough, Lieutenant.
Go away.
Right enough.
Out of true. The man's correct. There you are, Your Majesty. Straight as a die, born and bred.
After you, my pretty little miss.
Thank you, kind sir. Get your body upstairs now.
What?
Do as I say.
What's the worry, mister?
You'll never guess who's at the gate.
And I've just laid out coffee in the wee nook.
With luck, you'll think it's for him.
Who?
Never you mind. You heard the mistress. Up the stairs and out of sight. Shoo!
James MacCleavy. What an unexpected pleasure.
Does the inspector visit often?
Not recent. He and the mistress have fallen out.
Over what?
Take your pick.
I'd no idea. They were on such intimate terms.
Get your great muggle head back in. They're just coffee hands together.
Nothing more?
You'd have to ask the mistress.
So, James, have you forgiven me?
For what?
Whatever was keeping you at distance.
I've been busy.
Catching thieves.
That's my job.
So it is. I'd forgotten.
When Boniface stole that diamond...
Your contention only.
He swapped cases, left a fake in place.
A great illusionist, eh?
In the room. You were by his side.
Innocent bystander.
He had you there as a cover. Unwitting. A tool. Men often use women so.
And how do you use women, then?
According to their merits.
Is that a fact?
I just came for a coffee.
Well, you're having one.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You act like I'm not welcome.
And you act like nothing ever happened between us.
Once. You told me it meant nothing to you.
It does. It did. It will.
You know, Jean, at times, I find you difficult to fathom out.
Whereas you, to me, are an open book.
An open book?
So predictable.
Predictable?
Uh-huh. Like the rain. Wet and damp.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Oh, dear.
What?
See the way he jammed his hat on? That's no good sign.
How sad.
There's the peacocks in the run.
He's gone. Bit of a temper, eh?
Easy provoked. The pair. Charles, you can't bide here much longer.
My thought entirely. I don't wish to cause trouble for your mistress.
She's looking for it anyhow.
What do you mean?
Mischief. You spark each other.
Yes, I believe that to be true.
Don't pull her in, Charles, to anything you have in mind.
That is her decision.
It's like a fever.
What is?
Love drives you daft.
Tag White! You come back here!
Never catch me, Mulholland. I'm too nippy.
I'll nip you right off.
Get this will do!
Where the hell is he now?
I'm over here, you lying Irish street.
Surrender yourself.
No fears. Goodbye.
Watch where you're going, Thomas. You could do yourself an injury.
MacCleavy, how come you're here?
Just on the saunter.
Get the restrainers on. We'll see who crows now.
That was dirty bad fortune.
Huh? As my Aunt Katie would say, the devil's children have the devil's own luck.
Well, Thomas, what have we here? A woman's purse, fine leather, and the strap cut. And here's the wee razor that did the business.
Pure accident.
I saw him do it in the market, but I wasn't fast enough.
Speed isn't everything. Are you not recent departed Perth Penitentiary?
3 weeks ago. Been on the straight and narrow ever since.
Ah, well, best get you home.
And my mother will be pleased.
He means the cells. Come on.
It was a pure accident. I'm a victim of circumstance. It's below the belt.
Well, if you must be seen in Edinburgh, I suppose this is a good place to start.
Fine dining, grand hotel. Taken my old rooms. They were pleased to see me back.
No doubt. Everybody's looking at us.
A handsome couple. How is the fish?
Slips nice off the bone. Charles, would it not be easier to quit the city? Go back to Europe?
Then I might lose you.
I've been known to travel.
Fergus Dundee accused me of cheating at cards, a debt he would collect. I refused. He and his men beat me near to death. Now I have a debt to be collected. More champagne?
Is it not a bit early?
Fires the blood. James McCleavy, what lies between you?
A coffee cup.
Is that all?
What else might there be?
I have something to show you. Voila!
Your scarlet cloak.
The last was somewhat untimely ripped in the beating. Now I am myself again.
The great illusionist and the centre of all eyes.
Yours alone concern me. Not everything is an illusion. For instance, love. Hannah thinks it to be a fever. You, a proffered comfort. And myself, luminous reality.
I'm never certain.
As regards what?
Fish bones. They just lie there.
In order to accomplish some retribution, I may need your help.
I'm aware of that.
If you aid me, and I succeed, as I know I shall, then I will do whatever you ask. Stay here, or leave. The decision is yours. My destiny is in your hands.
Wonder what the coffee's like in here. I could use a wee insertion.
The sum total of your investigative endeavour, McCleavy. One emaciated pocket delver.
I'm no emaciated. I love clean.
Valentine! Come and escort Mr. White back to his cell.
Can you not do that?
Mulholland has his mind on higher things.
What does that mean?
Time will tell. Eh, hey, Constable?
Usually does. Take him away, Valentine. And remember, he goes into the cell, you stay on the other side.
A victim of circumstance, dead unlucky.
Higher things. Is it today with bees?
Bees?
The inspector came to visit the hives on Sunday.
Did they sting him?
Gentlemen, good day to one and all.
Well, well.
Large as life.
The prodigal son.
I have returned and thought to save you searching me out. Charles Boniface, at your service.
So, he's gone?
For the moment.
You're wanted down below.
That's not unusual.
The Dalrymple twins, day of birth. You have to watch them blow the candles.
Blown enough in their time.
What have you there, mistress?
A wee note I never sent.
Is that a regret?
Too late now. If I wanted to, I couldn't. And if I could, I wouldn't want to. The Dalrymple twins. After all these years, I still can't tell the girls apart.
Talk to them about God. Mimi's the religious one.
I'll bear that in mind. Off you go. I'll follow on.
Don't be too long.
Yes. Too late now.
Let me tell you a wee story.
Please do.
Charles Boniface, the great illusionist, brings his show to Edinburgh.
A certain police inspector has noted that wherever that performance occurs in Europe, oft-times an audacious theft has taken place.
Audacious. Splendid word. I approve.
Like to cock a snooze, do you?
Our gracious queen, in her imperial wisdom, has decreed that the Kohinoor diamond be displayed in public at Edinburgh Castle.
Spoils of war. We stole it from the Sikhs.
Naturally. We are the Empire. Mr. Boniface, accompanied by a certain Jean Brash, is an honoured guest. He holds up the jewel in its case. A scream. A widow woman faints to the floor, frightened by a spider.
An accomplice, veiled for disguise.
The spider?
The woman. Sarah Nevin, your assistant from the show. Part of the act.
All eyes turn, distracted. At that moment, Boniface switches cases. Secretes the real one in his cloak, leaves a fake in its place, and then...
off he tootles.
A fine tale. Did it have a happy ending?
Not for Boniface. This certain inspector discovers the switch. But how to proceed?
The diamond will be hidden. How to lead us to it?
So, I tricked you out.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. The diamond you had stolen was itself a fake. That's what I told you. A sop to the gullible public at large.
That night after the show, we put some idiots from Haymarket Police on your track so you could lead them a merry dance. Then we waited for your accomplices to sneak out from the theatre.
Matthew and Sarah Nevin?
We trailed them back to their lodgings.
Where they'd hidden the diamond you gave them for safeguard and were desperate keen to prove it real.
Which it was, in truth. The real thing.
I bluffed you.
How splendid.
We took them and the jewel.
And waited for yourself to double back.
But you disappeared, sir.
Where have you been, my bonny boy?
Visiting friends.
You seem somewhat discoloured by the experience.
They had large dogs. Boisterous. I bruise easy.
Happy birthday!
I have to be honest, mistress. I'm not broken-hearted at the departure.
Surely you have a soft spot for Charles.
I do. But if McLeavy knew of his shelter at the Just Land here, the devil to pay.
None of his business.
It was getting too darn thorny.
Not over yet, Hannah. We're going to cut the cake.
I want a big slice, girls, with that cherry on the top. I have a hunger for cream.
Matty and Sarah, I am truly sorry they suffered such weighty remonstrance.
They've been banished to the New World.
Separated, east and west.
Poor souls. Let us hope that love brings them together again.
What about you?
As regards love?
As regards your next move?
Since no charges are pressed, and I am free from guilt in any case, I shall return to the theatre, package up my show, and then see what fate has in store.
You're staying on in Edinburgh?
That depends upon fate.
You're not worried, then?
About what?
The big dogs.
Not at all. Well, gentlemen, a most enlightening discussion and an admirable tale, Inspector. I take it you have no reason to detain me further?
You're free as the air.
Then I shall see myself out. Good day to you.
You know that trick?
I perform many.
The Iron Maiden, the coffin with the spikes. You put the woman in, then slammed it shut. When it opened, she was unharmed, with a white dove in her hand.
I trust the bird still survived.
How did you do that?
Illusion. What you think to see is not always what it seems to be.
I would agree. You would wish to convince that I am looking at an innocent man, but the reality is quite otherwise.
How sad.
He has something in mind.
I'd say so.
Get your coat, we're on the move.
He's had some kind of beating. Savage.
No getting past you, Mulholland. The question is who and why.
Something between you two.
What?
More than just a case.
He is a criminal. I am a thief taker. That is all.
Three Queens takes the pot. Lady Luck smiles upon me, gentlemen. Now, what about another hand, my boys?
No, me. You're too lucky, Mr. Dundee.
Come along. Who would like revenge?
I believe that may be my cue, Mr. Dundee. They told me in the tavern you plied your trade at the back room. I will play a hand with you. Why the devil not?
What stakes do you propose?
You have a sword stick. It leans against your chair. It once belonged to me.
It was taken in lieu of debt.
And I paid the rest in kind. But it might seem as if we have a score to settle.
You cheated me.
A matter of some dispute. What value do you place upon the stick?
£100. Take or leave.
I have been to my treasure chest. I will take. Now, here is the money. If you will put up the sword stick. Thank you. So, gentlemen, I have here a deck of cards, sealed. Would you examine it, sir?
Yes. Well, it's true enough.
Then, if you might break the seal, shuffle and deal the cards, so there can be no accusation of false play. One hand. Winner takes all.
I'll stand such with you, Fergus.
That sounds just dandy.
You want to lay off the black pudding? It's a ton of weight you're pressing on me.
Don't sugarlaboot.
What are they doing?
Playing with the devil's picture books.
What?
Cats. Bonifacing. What a dirty windy. Fergus Dundee.
Dundee? Oh, there's a nasty piece of work.
Boniface is smiling like the sun. What the hell is he up to this time?
How many cards, Fergus?
None. I stand pat.
How many, Mr. Boniface?
One, if you please. Well, someone at the window.
No one to be seen.
Someone was looking in.
Well, he's gone now. And I still stand pat.
There is no raise, a matter of turning hands only. Fergus?
A high straight. 10 jack, queen, king, ace.
Splendid. But not all the same suit, eh?
What matters that?
Had it been royal, I would perforce give you best. But, you see, I held 2 pairs. 9s and jacks. And drew up a third. The jack of hearts.
A full house defeats the other. Mr. Boniface is the victor.
Thank you, sir. I will take my stick and my money and bid you farewell.
You swindled me. Again.
The deal was fair.
My sentiments entirely. Good day to you, gentlemen. La donna mobile, la 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 la.
Boniface, hold yourself there.
Dear me, how tedious. You'll observe, sir, what you have lost and I have so recently regained.
We have our own weapons to hand.
Aye, and this time we'll finish it.
To his left, Callum.
At your command, Mr. Dundee.
A narrow passage, and you cannot sneak round behind me like a coward as you did before in the dark of the night. No one lies at my back this time.
But we are many, and you are on your own.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
But you're mistaken about no one behind you, Mr. Boniface. We are.
I stand corrected.
On your way, Dundee. And stick up your rusty knives.
He cheated me.
How could I? I did not deal. I was in full view. A picture of innocence.
On your way, Dundee.
We'll meet again, Boniface. Come on, boys.
A prospect to relish, sir. You followed me here, I take it.
No, pure accident. You saw me at the window.
From early on?
Yet. You waited your moment.
I needed a distraction.
I wondered.
The inspector fell back like a log. We only just made it round the corner.
Tell me the truth for once. I won't arrest you for it.
A sealed deck of cards means nothing. They were marked. I knew his holding. My own, useless. But I asked for one card because I had a prepared hand, the full house, in my cloak. I intended to manufacture a diversion, but you provided, Inspector.
Nice to know the police are good for something.
I must be on my way.
There is much to accomplish. I am heading back to the hotel, in case you wish to know.
Go where you will, sir. You're a free citizen.
Splendid to realize. And thank you so much for the,
helpful diversion.
Well, now we know who gave him the kicking.
Boniface must control reality through illusion. If that is violated, as his body was in the beating, then it must be revenged.
And how does he get Dundee in his sights?
Depends on the hook and the bait.
I asked you here, Mr. Dundee, because it would seem as if we might share a similar objective.
What might that be, Mistress Brash?
Charles Boniface, his downfall.
I have good reason to wish such, but what is yours?
He has made a fool out of me.
Difficult to credit.
He lied, and I believed him.
It's easy done.
He took my affection, betrayed and abused it, then went on his way to someone else.
Hard to swallow.
No one does that to me.
We have both been wronged, it seems. You might say cheated?
Yes. I have heard. You at cards and me...
A heart deceived.
Exactly. I want revenge, and you may help me accomplish it.
How?
At midnight, he will be in the theatre to shift what he calls his treasure chest.
Ah, he mentioned that. What does he keep there?
His money and all valuables, papers, his whole life, if you will.
You want me to take it?
The money is yours. Bring all the rest to me with him, bound and gagged.
Can I stay to watch?
I will burn everything before his eyes.
Then cut his throat, eh?
Oh, no. A fish cart to Aberdeen, a boat to South America. I have friends there who run a bawdy house, a rough and ready trade for men of a certain bent.
I see.
Charles is a handsome specimen, fit in just fine, as long as he lasts.
Oh, remind me never to get on your wrong side, Mistress Brash.
Is it a bargain, Mr. Dundee?
It is. To be held and cherished.
So, you still chase after him?
Boniface is up to no good.
There's something afoot, sir.
There is indeed. I asked you both in here to make an announcement of sorts.
Announcement?
A promotion, MacLeavy.
Me?
No. Sergeant Murdoch will shortly retire from the front desk. That leaves a vacancy. Mulholland is my choice.
Did you know anything about this?
It had been mooted.
Mooted? You've been soaking up.
Surely you do not begrudge Mulholland a richly deserved advancement.
Me? No, not at all.
Glad to hear it.
Although, no more on the Santa, with myself to guide you. Front desk, all biddies and their missing cats, filling out forms, right, left and centre.
A modicum of paperwork, but Mulholland will be in charge of the younger constables. It is he who will be doing the guiding.
But I won't be going on the saunter.
Oh, in the main, you will be in the body of the station working closely with myself. And who knows what other fine prospects lie before.
Aye, the world's your oyster.
You have little to lose and much to gain, Constable. Tomorrow is sufficient for the response.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for the offer. It is indeed an honour.
Amen to that, Mulholland. Best foot forward, and don't look back.
I found the dead beastie. A wee mouse in the fireplace corner. Went for a heat, I suppose. On its back, legs pointing up, stiff as a board. I hope it's not some kind of omen. Deary me, how the world can change in the blink of an eye. Mulholland gives answer tomorrow. And I will not say a word to modify his decision one way or the other. If he wants to deny himself the glory of the saunter, to petrify and lose his vital sap behind a desk, so be it. Hell mend him. I'm no saying a word. Predictable, Jean Brash said. Wet and damp. The contempt in her eyes like a knife in my heart.
What is this feeling of loss I have on all sides? And what am I to do with the wee dead beastie? I've wrapped it up in an old sock. I can leave it in the gutter. The Scaffy men will sweep it to oblivion. We're all headed that way in any case. Oh, dear me. These are terrible thoughts. A battle rages between Boniface and me. I do not know the why and how, but it rages are the same. He is out there, in the night. What is his plan? And what role do I play in all this? Or are we all of us, part of some sleeket illusion? Back to the case, McCleavy. Leave metaphysical speculation to those who canny solve a crime to save their life. Back to the case.
Did you see to the watchman?
Bound and gagged. He'll do nothing, Mr. Dundee.
Good. Quietly does it, boys. Watch for ropes and such. The stage is through here. Careful now. Oh, some lights on. That's good.
There he is. Mirrors everywhere like a fair show.
And there's the treasure chest. We split up. You two that way. Callum, you come with me. Doesn't he have the sword stick? Oh, that's good. Circle and strike. And guard well. He's a tricky specimen.
What's going on?
The lights are gone!
Don't move.
Oh, I don't like the dark.
Be quiet.
Where are the boys? I see them. I'll end this now.
Callum!
I am afraid your bully boy assaulted a reflection. He can now join his fellows in obscure captivity. But I will give you a better chance, Mr. Dundee. One candle lit, a host of mirrors. Which image is the real person? I invite you to make your choice.
I have my knife here and no one can best me. I can see you. I strike home!
Bad luck. Wrong choice. Drop the knife. Drop it, or I'll break your neck. Let's just get rid of that. And now, may I introduce you to the Iron Maiden?
Ah, like a coffin.
Don't move, or I'll crush your windpipe. You will observe the inner lid to be studded with sharp spikes. When closed, they cut the flesh to ribbons.
No, please. Sir, at least let me pray to my maker.
Very well. On your hands and knees. Now, pray. And then prepare to kiss the maiden.
Ah, please. Oh, my Lord God, who seeth all, forgive your servant his sins.
Get a move on, man.
Hold your hand, Boniface.
What?
Your weapon means nothing now. I had a knife in my boot, a wee extra. And here is one plunge to go with the other. Good riddance and goodbye.
Get after him, Mulholland.
On my way.
McCleavy. I might have known.
I had a sudden thought. If you planned a vengeance, it would be here.
That was quite a revelation.
And I came just in time.
You are a fool, Inspector.
How so?
I never intended to kill. Just frighten him out of his wits. Then stick him on a fish cart to Aberdeen. Oh, I am dying now. And you have caused this. Perhaps you meant it so.
I'm a thief taker, that is all.
How sad. Come close. Convey my regards to Jean Brash. She sheltered me in need. Tell her that I am sorry
cannot give my love to her. Once more.
I'll pass it on.
She is so beautiful. When she lay in my arms, it was quite heavenly.
That's this one hauled up. The rest are locked in a side room. How's your man?
Dead.
What?
Two knife wounds.
Good riddance.
You'll swing for this, Dundee.
Are you sure? It could be some kind of trick.
For God's sake, Mulholland. Boniface is dead. Dead as a bloody doornail.
So, Charles Boniface is no more.
Run out of tricks.
Have you ever noticed, Mulholland, that people the inspector takes a grudge against often end up deceased?
Crossed my mind.
I don't suppose you've had much time to reflect upon your decision?
It's been a bit busy.
I need to know it anyway.
It is, as I've said, a great honour.
Oh, splendid. I'll get the malt whiskey. It's a touch early, but we can afford a wee dram. McCleavy will miss out. Just his bad luck. And you'll remark, Mulholland, that Her Majesty is now on an even keel.
So she is right enough.
Now, here is your dram. And so, we may toast Her Majesty and your promotion.
The monarch comes first.
In my world, always. The Queen. God bless her. And now, to Sergeant Martin Mulholland.
How did he die?
Quick enough. Two stab wounds, one to the heart.
Poor Manny. No more illusions.
The body's too solid for that. But it can be penetrated. It was my doing. I shouted. He turned. And Dundee struck.
I warned Charles about you.
His last words. Sent you his regards for shelter provided.
He turned up a mass of blood. Least I could do.
And thanked you for the time spent in your arms. Heavenly, he called it.
That came later. Am I expected to act guilty because I took him to my bed?
Well, that's up to you.
Thank you for the freedom of choice. Poor Manny. He's dead, then.
As a doornail. He wondered if I might have done it. Deliberate.
Who knows what we do deliberate. So how do you feel, James?
About what?
My time spent with Charles.
Deceived.
Deceived? We had one night of love in a cave and it took a marksman outside to keep you stuck there.
You asked, I tell you.
And you've told me little else. You let me go as if it was nothing.
That's how I feel.
You have no right. You have to trust in order to feel deceived. Oh, poor Charles. He was a mischief. And a damned good lover. I do believe I would have travelled with him.
Someone else will come along.
I hope so. My heart's desire, I don't bury it.
Like me.
If the cap fits.
Thank you for the coffee. It was sublime.
My pleasure.
Alawan, kick the peacocks.
James, people will look and it will seem as usual. But for you and I, not quite the same, eh?
No. Not quite the same. See you around, Jeannie.
Don't forget to knock.
Mistress, you best hurry. We have a body who's to run.
I'll be in directly.
You better get a move on.
Indeed, you're right. Time is not on my side.
Charlie, my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie's my darling, the young chevalier.
I could have picked your pocket, no problem.
No doubt. I'm easy meat this day.
I'll walk you down.
Uh-huh. I don't see your sergeant's stripes.
Wait till I take off the coat.
What did you decide?
To toast the Queen first. You want some honeycomb?
I don't mind. So, on the saunter.
On the saunter.
After the perambulation, Mulholland and I repaired to the old ship and sank a few hookers of whiskey. We did not talk of prospects or promotion, but recollected some old cases. He reminded of when a monkey put me to panic in the dark, and I of when a lusty widow near ran him to exhaustion. We did not discuss darker aspects. I've never seen the constable puggled, and tonight was no exception. He nodded down from his great height, I back from my compact disposition, and we bade each other goodbye. When I got back to my lodgings, there was an envelope waiting, hand-delivered. Nice smell, like a crushed rose. Jean had written on the back. This was to be sent a time ago to begin, but now it marks the end. We will talk of this no more. I took it to my room. It was short and sweet.
James, it's 3 days since we were in the cave. I woke up that night and you were snoring. I did not want it to end. I knew we would see it through and you would look after me. And you did. Now I am waiting for your arrival. And I hope you will come. I don't suppose bearing flowers, that's not your style. I would send this to hurry you up, but it might seem a bit forward. Daft thing for a body who's keeper to say, eh? Love, Jean.
Oh, Jeanie, Jeanie. We will look usual, but not quite the same. And we will talk of this no more. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Crime. I've been battered to hell by fate, but I am still upright. I will look into your eyes, and I will accept the pain I cause and the pain I suffer. I am a thief taker. No more, no less. That is my direction home, and I cannot alter course.
In McCleavy by David Ashton, McCleavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond. Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell. Roach, David Ashton. Hannah, Colette O'Neill. Charles Boniface, Alan Cox. Fergus Dundee, Tam Dean Byrne. Callum, Ali Craig. Tam, Daniel Portman, and The Gambler by Ricky Lawton. The director was Bruce Young.